Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My name is Lucas Owen. I uncover the most cutting-edge health information on the planet, ranging from hormones, nutrition, supplementation, fat loss, biohacking, longevity, wellness, and a whole lot more. Welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Boost Your Biology podcast. Today, I'm joined in with a special guest. We are actually talking about eggplant growth hacks, if you know what I mean. So, Kerry from Bathmate, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Awesome. So maybe, Kerry, we'll start out the discussion with letting my audience know a little bit about yourself and your background and how you found yourself, you know, working for Bathmate.
Okay, I have been in the industry for 17 years. Actually was doing my accounts qualification and ended up working for an adult distributor in their accounts department, but I very much found that I was more into the sales aspect. So I did a lot of sales for quite a while, and then I went to work for brands. So I've worked for a few brands in the industry. I really love like developing the products, looking for kind of gaps in the market, and also like things that actually help people, not necessarily just for a sex purpose, but also from a health angle. And when I started at Bathmate, it kind of like all fell into place for me. So I'm very happy here. I've been here for just over 5 years now.
Wow. Oh, that's incredible. And in terms of, we'll get into the discussion around the actual technology itself and how it actually works, but maybe we'll frame the discussion by starting with like the evolution of penis pumps. I'm not sure if you've, you know, dive deep into the OG devices. Do you want to sort of explain how they started and how they've developed?
I mean, I think penis pumps have probably been around longer, well, much longer than me. but I think it's more just a case of originally they were very much more kind of on a medical basis. And then everyone's looking to get bigger, and I think it kind of hit, and then especially through like the porn generation kind of definitely expanded. That's not a pun. And then we went, there's quite a lot of different styles and lots of kind of air pumps within the market. And then we created the world's first hydro pump. So our pump is actually powered by water, not by air. So it's kind of like a whole new generation of pumps.
Yeah. Okay. So, maybe for my listeners so that they can understand the actual technology itself. So you said that, so Bathmate's obviously powered by water, whereas traditional ones are powered, you know, they use air to build up pressure in the chamber. Did you want to sort of explain the technology and explain like, you know, how it actually works?
So probably it's pretty easy if I explain like how you'd use it, and then that will kind of help you to understand as well. So you probably see behind me as well, there's a few pictures of the pumps to give you a bit of a visual. So the pump itself is quite similar to what people would know as a regular air pump. But obviously, instead of using air, we're actually using water. So in the bath or the shower, you'd fill that pump up with as much water as you possibly can. You'd insert your flaccid penis, create a seal to the body, and then when you pull back on the pump, the water will evacuate the chamber, and that's what creates a vacuum. As you're pulling the blood in, you're widening the blood vessels, stretching the skin cells, and holding the blood within the penis. Our kind of process is that we do kind of sets, so it's very similar to the gym. So it's like a workout for the penis. And water itself gives you a much better result. I'm not very good at directions here, this side. So with air pumps, you obviously the air is surrounding the penis. Now, air is inconsistent under pressure. So what that means is the pressure inside from the air is different in different places. So what happens is when the air evacuates the chamber, when you pull the air out of the pump, the air leaves in an uneven fashion, which is how you get bending, blistering, and bruising to the surface of the skin. When you use a water pump, because the water is completely even, it surrounds the penis with an even pressure. So what that means is you don't have those risks of any damage to the penis, so no bending, no blistering, no bruising, and you get an even increase in both length and girth, whereas with air pumps, you tend to see the length, not so much on the girth.
Well, obviously, this is going to be the main attraction with using the device outside of like a medical setting. And let's look at it from like an enhancement perspective. Mm-hmm. I mean, so the device itself is designed to improve overall size of the penis, and that's through like increasing blood vessel growth, or what's the actual mechanism behind that?
Yeah, so what happens is the pump will pull more blood into the penis than your heart naturally can pump in. So in turn, that widens the blood vessels and stretches the skin cells. What you'll get is the skin cells will split and divide, and that's how you get the kind of increase. As I said before, it's kind of like the gym. So what we recommend is you do 3 sets of 5 minutes. So that's 3 minutes in the pump, 2 minutes out the pump. And what that means is you're putting all the blood into the blood vessels and then letting them relax and going back flaccid. And then you're repeating that 2 more times. Now, it's, again, the best way to kind of envisage it is the gym. So it's like you go to the gym, you do your reps, you rest between sets. It's exactly the same, but for the penis. It's definitely something you need to keep up, but equally it's not the case of like, you're not going to use it once and increase dramatically. It's, you get out what you put in. So we do recommend doing that process at least at maximum 5 days a week.
Okay, great. So 5 days a week is the like, considered like the optimal protocol.
Yeah, we would recommend more than that.
Okay. That's very similar to another sexual enhancement device that I've talked about, the Phoenix, which is a shockwave therapy for the penis, which also creates like angiogenesis. But it makes sense. The principle is like saturating the penile tissue with blood. Mm-hmm. That's causing micro stretching
basically, yeah.
And then the response by the body is it tries to adapt to the difficult environment, and so it probably sends growth factors to the penile tissue itself and helping with that engorgement for the following time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. In terms of the sizes of the device, obviously every guy sizes up differently.
Yeah.
So how does that work for different guys of different sizes?
Across our brand, we start from a maximum of 3 inch all the way up to a maximum of 11 inches. So depending on your current size would depend on which pump that you would use. So we do up to 3, up to 5, up to 7, up to 9, and up to 11. We do also do a wide boy sizing, which is for the people that are naturally girthier to begin with. You don't want to touch the sides of the pump because then you're not going to increase. So we cover a really big range. Obviously, everyone is a different size, but I think between 3 and 11 inches, I'm pretty sure we cover most people. So.
Sure. Do we have any analytics? I mean, I was actually pretty curious. I was creating a YouTube video like a year ago, and I actually found it really difficult to find the average penile length and girth. I don't know if you've ever come across analytics on that for...
Interesting. When I first started working at Bathmate, I came across this amazing website, which unfortunately got taken off, but it had like literally millions of guys that had filled out this document with their size, but it spread all across the world. And it was so interesting by country, all the sizing differences. But across the board, most people fit in a what we have is our Hydromax 7, which is between 5 and 7 inches. That's our best selling pump by far. But obviously we have a lot of data from the amount of pumps that we sell. And like globally, we sell in 117 countries now. So it's a lot of data that we have with different sizing of different penises within the world. Most people are between that 5 and 7 inches. To be honest, the average tends to be around 6. It can vary very slightly between countries, but most people are around that kind of 6 mark, I would say.
Yeah, interesting. And in terms of like the girth, is that a measurement that's focused on as well?
I think people are a little bit less focused on girth. Like measuring wise, I feel like people are more into the length than the girth. You know, I think some girls would probably argue that, but most people are more into the length than the girth when they're measuring. So, and like I say, that's why we actually bought out the wide boy, because we had a lot of customers that were in that 7 bracket, but just wider. So they were like filling out width wise before length wise. So we bought out the wide boy, which is the same girth as a 9, but a 9 is quite a big difference on the 7. So, and that's actually been quite a good product for us. We actually sell a lot more than what we expected. So,
yeah, awesome. And what about in terms of like success stories or like customer feedback that you've had over the years? I'd imagine you've had some pretty wild testimonials. So are you able to share some of those?
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably the only girl in the world who enjoys the volume of dick pics that I do end up seeing. But that is literally people's kind of before and after pictures. And for me, it's like, it gives you that buzz because it's like the confidence that person has got. Like, I always think maybe being a girl that in this kind of very male dominated industry is like, it's like okay for girls to wear a push-up bra. It's okay for girls to get a boob job. It's okay for girls to use vibrators. But as soon as you put it into like a male category, there's this kind of like weird, almost like shame around it. And I don't understand that. And I think that's one thing that I really love to kind of hear is when people are like, this changed my confidence levels dramatically. Like, you know, I think I hate to say it, but I think there is a large amount of people that get very wrapped up in the porn that they watch, and they think they need to be that size and that size is normal and that's what they need to be. And then they get really kind of down, or they get insecure about their own body. And actually, that is not normal. What they are is normal. So, and I think, you know, if you can do something using water in your shower that's going to boost your confidence dramatically, do it. Like, absolutely, because that is going to make you feel so much better about yourself from one small amount of change to your life. And I think, like I say, like with girls, we'll wear push-up bras, we'll do what we can to make ourselves feel better, and, you know, hair extensions and fake this and fake that. But guys, it's always frowned upon. So I think get it done, do it. If it's going to make you happier, definitely do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the confidence boost would be worth so much for so many men.
So
like, like it can be the difference between them, like even going out on a date versus not. Or for example, definitely an important part. In terms of, I had a look at some other analytics as well. There is actually some research that shows that some of these like endocrine disrupting chemicals like xenoestrogens in men, they can actually like cause penile shrinkage. So right. like we as men are not getting bigger. Like if anything, we're being born smaller. So like just another therapy and strategy to maintain size, combine it with like other compounds that support circulation. Like I'm sure you've educated around nitric oxide boosters, like things of that nature as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot to be said for like using anything that you can to kind of increase. And I think there is, like you say, there's lots of different avenues that people go down and there's lots of different changes that happen to the body. And I think if you can use what you can to make a difference, then do it.
Yeah, I fully agree. In terms of, because I do know some guys have actually sent me emails about that they're suffering from something known as Peyronie's disease, which I'm sure you've heard of as well. Did you want to explain what that is? I know what it is, but do you want to sort of explain to my audience what is Peyronie's and how does that actually occur?
Yeah, so Peyronie's is like the bending of the penis. So you'll get like that kind of banana curve shaped to the penis. Using our pumps actually can help to straighten that out because like I mentioned with the water, the pressure is completely even. So while you're not going to, if you have, obviously it depends on your curve, it's not going to necessarily make you dead straight, but it is going to take a little bit of that curve off if you are kind of suffering from that. But I will just say, if you are taking any medication or you have spoken with doctors or anything like that, we'd always recommend discussing using any type of pump before you kind of crack on. You must get advice that it's okay to do, especially if you're taking any level of medication.
Yeah, no, that's extremely important. And it would be a really like debilitating condition, particularly guys that feel like extremely self-conscious about that.
Can
massively affect their overall quality of life and their vitality, and even make actual intercourse a little bit more challenging as well.
Yeah, much more painful. On both sides.
So in terms of the safety side of things, I mean, obviously my audience would want to know about, you know, whether or not these devices are actually safe and if they've, you know, gone through rigorous testing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your company's probably got well over 100,000 orders since the beginning of time. I don't know if you have any other
way more. Yeah.
Wow. In terms of safety profile, like what do you have to say in that regard?
So we actually are, we follow the FDA regulations. So we make sure that no pump will produce more than 0.55 bar of negative pressure. That's like the maximum you should really legally have on the body. So none of our pumps will ever produce more pressure than that. Every single pump is pressure tested. And it's pressure tested quite a lot vigorously through our systems. It is actually like super bad if any pump ever produced more than that. Because of the way our pumps are designed, you see this gator part here. When this compresses, when you're at maximum pressure, that's 0.55 bar. So you physically cannot take the pump any further than that. Whereas when you think about other pumps on the market, like other air pumps, there's no like cutoff. So what happens is people aren't going to know what a maximum pressure is because there's no kind of gauge or anything like that. So they'll keep pumping and keep pumping and keep pumping. And that's how people do very serious damage to their penis, whether it's, you know, bursting blood vessels, discoloration, change in shape of the penis. Like there's so many things that can be damaging to the penis just from, you know, not really knowing what the limit is. We're really serious about safety. Like we really hammer home what, you know, the do's and the don'ts and exactly how to use it. Unfortunately, obviously, we can only we can tell everyone what to do and what not to do, but what people do in their own time is up to them. But yeah, we definitely don't want people to do any damage. You know, we're here to help you, and we're here to increase, you know, the health of the penis, not to make it worse. So
yeah, this is, it's an important point, because I know a number of men, they think that always, like, more is always better.
Yeah, but that's definitely not. That's why it's, like we say, 3 minutes is like the maximum. You don't want to be doing anything that's really damaging to the penis.
Yeah. In terms of some of the, like, results that some of your customers have spoken about, like, do you have, like, a realistic, like, increase in length that's, like, typical, let's say, after 3 to 6 months? Like, all guys going, if they've never used a penis pump before, would all guys notice a slight increase in length no matter what? Or, yeah.
So we would always say that it's very varied, because how healthy you are, what your kind of, if you go to the gym, if you work out, if you smoke, how you eat, there's so many different factors. So we've never really, like, labeled this is the size of increase that you would get, because there's so many variables to each person. But I mean, from the volumes that I've seen and the befores and afters and the feedback and everything else that we get, it's really not uncommon for somebody to have that, like, half an inch increase in that both length and girth. I would say in a longer period than what you're saying, it tends to be around like a 9 month mark. But right. That is following our routine. So that is 15 minutes per day, 5 days per week. Rest days are more important than are really emphasized, because you do need to let the body recover. Like if you went to the gym every day, you're not going to get the same results as if you take rest. And I think that seems to be a thing as well, like you just said, with guys being a bit like, got to be the biggest, got to do the most. But actually doing the most is actually not the best solution. Like you do have to take those rest days and let the body recover.
Okay. Yeah. That's a really important point, because, just like going to the gym, working out any other muscle group, like it's important to take those rest days and fuel up on protein. Now that brings me to another idea that came to my mind. There is actually, if we've got that, you know, micro damage to the penile tissue or like the stretching effect, would there be, have you guys ever explored like a topical cream that you could apply to like enhance the growth or recovery at all?
Yeah, so we actually do sell that product. So we sell a product called Max Out. That's a gel king lotion. So that is designed to be used after using the pump. And that is full of really skin nutrient ingredients that are going to help with that skin recovery. It helps with the micro tears to the surface of the skin. I will just highlight, micro tears are not visible. They're not painful. Yeah. And it's not like it's some, because I know as soon as people say micro tears around the penis, they're a bit like, wow, that's not for me. But it's no different than when you go to the gym and you get the same with your muscle groups. So it's no different.
Yeah. That's important actually to emphasize that. And I'd imagine like from a dietary perspective, I mean, this is where I love discussing the best nutrients for sexual health and testosterone production, but I'd imagine you would like to encourage your consumers to focus on like nitrate rich foods like beetroots, rocket, pomegranate, like things that help with circulation and blood flow, because that would like amplify the effects.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you're kind of eating a decent diet, obviously you can expand on that and do exactly what you're saying, going down that route. But as long as you're not, you know, if your blood flow isn't great and you're not working out and you're not kind of eating the right foods, that will have quite a big impact on the body. And I think, you know, you do get out of life what you put in. And if you're going to put junk into your food, you're not going to get the same kind of results as if you're eating the right things.
Do you have any analytics on or data around what percentage of guys that buy the product are purely just looking at it from an enhancement perspective versus guys that are actually trying to treat like erectile dysfunction or those conditions?
I wouldn't say we have like actual numbers. People don't tend to give us that information. But originally the pump was designed for erectile dysfunction. So our owner's best friend had an accident which left him paralyzed from the waist down. And that actually he ended up with not being able to get an erection. And John, our owner, his background was in hydraulic engineering, and he actually designed this pump for his friend just to help his friend out. And then using the pump alongside a ring, he was able to have intercourse again. And John was like, if I can help one person, I'll help, which turned into, we now sell 20,000 pumps a month. So always help your friends out with their penises, because you never know what that could achieve. So, as much as we started out as erectile dysfunction, there does tend to be a more, a bigger market for those that are looking for a size increase. There's definitely still quite a big market for kind of using the pumps for a more medical base, but it tends to be enlargement with Buff.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Makes a lot of sense. In terms of the, I'd imagine you get some pretty wild and wacky questions about the product, or what are some crazy things or weird things you've heard people say about the product over the years?
that's kind of digging into a territory. There's definitely, I won't name the site, but there's definitely a forum site that pulls out some pretty epic questions and pictures of things that I will not be able to unsee. But I think people just kind of, you tell people what to do sometimes and they just will do what they want to do with a product. I've seen some crazy attachments put on our pumps. I've seen pumps in orifices that shouldn't be in. I think the most misunderstood thing with the pumps is that you can use it for a short amount of time and get a massive difference. That isn't a thing. And also I think people think that if they stop using a pump, it will just ping back, which is, again, not a thing. It's the real thing to emphasize is it's like the gym. If you don't go to the gym and you don't make any effort, you're not going to see any changes. If you stop going to the gym, you don't ping back in a week. Things take time and your body will take time. So you don't have to continually use the pump. But I think there's just a lot of, it's the internet, there's a lot of crazy suggestions. And I feel like it's a bit of a minefield sometimes, but we try our best to keep a lid on it.
I can just imagine. I mean, one of the biohacks that I recommend for men to maximize their testosterone is actually to apply ice to their underwear where their testes hang, because that cooling effect helps with fertility and testosterone production. And even by me sharing that information, some guys come up with the craziest ways to ice their balls. And I'm just like, how did you think of that?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of times where I think, why? How did that even cross your mind? Why are you sharing it with me? Why are you sending me photos? It's part of the territory, I'm afraid.
What are some other potential misconceptions around penis pumps? Has there been some other rumors or myths around pumps themselves?
I think Austin Powers definitely didn't do us too many favors. I think that kind of gave everybody this kind of novelty side to it. But I wouldn't say, I don't know. I think it's more, I can't think of any major ones. Have you had any?
I think just the main one has been around the safety profile, whether or not they're actually safe for human usage. But I mean, you guys have moved through that many products that at this point in time, as long as they adhere to the recommended dosage guidelines or protocol, then it should be considered safe, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we were the first pump to be kind of put through the FDA, and we get checked regularly. They come to our factory. They literally go through everything, all our documentation, how we're testing the pumps, everything. We take it really, really, really serious. So, I think unfortunately, there's a lot of kind of fake sites and places that do not very good copies, and they don't have any regulation, they don't have any testing, they pretend to be brands that aren't them, and unfortunately people do damage because they're not buying legitimate products. And I think, you know, that's why we sell such a great product, and that's why we sell so many, is that it's safe, it's easy to use, it's just using water, and you can't do any damage to yourself. And I think as soon as people kind of buy things that don't have that testing and don't have that regulation, that's how injuries occur.
Yeah. What about in terms of actually like looking after the longevity of the pump itself, like in terms of maintaining the cleanliness of the device itself? Do you guys support that?
Yeah, so obviously when every time you use the pump, you're putting water through the valve. So you're putting water, soap, skin, lime scale through the valve every time you use the pump. So we'd always recommend that you kind of take the valve out at least once a week, clean it all through and dry it out properly. It will just get blocked and then it won't work. And then people think that it's faulty when actually it's just a blocked valve. But we also do recommend that you dry them out. Otherwise, it can kind of build up any bacteria in your shower, especially from like lime scale. Just using a regular kind of toy cleaner. But don't be using bleach. But yeah, just like any kind of we sell a cleaner to keep your pumps nice and fresh as well.
You guys also sell something known as the Hydro Vibe. Did you want to?
Yeah, the Hydro Vibe is a great product.
Yeah, do you want to share with my audience what that's for?
So the Hydro Vibe is a silicone band which goes around the gaiter, so around this point here, and it has two removable bullets, so one on each side of the pump. Should have had one to show you, really. And it, with that, the vibration is driven through the water. So what it does is it makes the water in the pump vibrate. So when it's attached to the body, the vibrations is going through the water. So that has quite a few different benefits to it. So A, it helps to keep the erection very strong for the 3 minutes. It also gives you a little bit of sexual stimulation, which you don't normally get when you use the pump. And it's also great for keeping that blood flow. Vibration draws blood flow, so you're pulling more blood into the penis. It's much more comfortable to use when you use the Hydro Vibe as well. My partner will not use the pump if he hasn't got a Hydro Vibe. And very regularly when I'm trying to do trainings and demonstrations at home, it's disappeared out of my office. So yeah, the Hydro Vibe definitely comes fully recommended. And the bullets themselves are removable and rechargeable, completely waterproof. So you can also use them for nipple play, testicle play, any kind of body play at all. And they're very, very powerful themselves. We do sell them individually too. They're a great product for women as much as they are for men. So yeah, they're a really, really strong bullet. Yeah, I really recommend the Hydro Vibe. Anyone that's using a pump, I definitely recommend the Hydro Vibe.
Yeah, awesome. In terms of some of the other like psychological impacts that you've seen, I mean, this is a really important point to look at, is around the implications for a man's like level of confidence, like general self-esteem. Maybe should we sort of discuss that, like the implications of men feeling like they're not like performing sexually? Like you probably heard some testimonials around like how it's impacted their overall quality of life.
Yeah, definitely. I think especially... we touched on the kind of porn side, but I think also as we get older, I think there seems to be a lot of shame in like this older generation that maybe can't keep up with what they used to be. They're not got the same drive they used to have. You know, they've maybe lost a bit of the strength in their erection. And also some people do suffer with erectile dysfunction and they won't reach out and get the help that they need. So I think having the option that you can kind of look after yourself at home, and it's not just about enlargement, it's not just about if you've got erectile dysfunction, it's also down to personal confidence, it's down to the strength of your erections as well. And actually, one thing to also touch on is if you have a larger penis, you tend to have weaker erections because the blood has further to travel. And it tends to be that we sell the bigger pumps for those that aren't looking for enlargement and they're not looking for erectile dysfunction. It's literally to increase the blood flow in the penis because it started to get a weaker erections. We have guys will have like nocturnal erections through the night. And what happens is sometimes you'll get like less of those as you get older, and that also is down to penile health. So what the pump does is using the pump will encourage the erections and getting that blood into the tissues. So we also recommend it for that too. So it's, you know, I think everyone thinks penis pump enlargement when actually there's a bigger picture of what the pump is used for.
Yeah, it's a good way of looking at it. It could be like it's designed to optimize the overall functioning of the penis itself. And so like, you know, there's the enhancement side, the enhancement club, and then there's like the actual just objective, like functional improvement in circulation. And also a really important point is around the morning wood or waking up with an erection. This is oftentimes what I like to emphasize. It's actually a good proxy or a good marker of general health and circulation, because you know, we're seeing guys as young as, you know, 25, 24, 23 saying that they're not waking up with morning wood or morning erections. And that's definitely, you know, a clear sign. Either their testosterone needs to be looked at, their cardiovascular system might be at risk, or their general circulation is an issue.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's something that maybe I don't think it's educated very well either. I think it's like an easy sign that something's not right. But I think people don't put the two and two together. Like, I think they don't maybe necessarily even know that they're not getting those night erections. And then, you know, people are in such a rush that they get up, they go to work, they don't think about the fact they haven't had an erection during the night. They haven't like woken up with an erection. But actually, it's quite a good sign that something's not right and it's your body kind of telling you that there's an issue. But you have to listen to the signs and see the signs that you haven't got the morning wood that you need.
And then also we're seeing an explosion of like young men relying upon like Viagra or Cialis or you know, erectile dysfunction medication simply just to achieve an erection. And this is like, you know, perhaps it might be a circulation issue. It might be a testosterone issue. It could be a psychological issue, you know, a partner connection issue. But I definitely think that if a guy is looking to optimize blood flow and circulation, then utilizing the Bathmate alongside some of the other modalities that are known to support circulation and nitric oxide production, which is the most important, you know, gaseous molecule for sexual performance. And even on that note, for those guys listening in, don't forget that a lot of the nitric oxide is actually produced in the nasal cavity. So making sure they can actually breathe, you know, well, and efficiently through the nasal cavity is important, because a lot of that nitric oxide is produced in that nasal cavity. So that's just a reminder for those guys listening in.
I think it's great. Awesome. I think definitely all the information for people to take on board. I think hopefully we definitely have given people a few things to think about as well while we've been talking about it, because I think, you know, maybe they haven't thought about their night erections. Maybe they haven't thought about the strength of their penis recently. Like, it's important.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I'll make sure to leave that information about the bath mat in the podcast show notes. I'll make sure to leave a link if you actually want to try it yourself. I'll make sure to leave that linked in the podcast show notes. But otherwise, Kerry, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
No, of course. Thanks for having me. And hopefully we've educated people a little bit more into penis pumps a little bit better than Austin Powers did.
Awesome. Thanks, Kerry. We'll be in touch. Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.